Blog Talk Radio.
This is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast, as well as the truth, coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives, so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, and the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice. He came out of him.
Mass Deliverance, September 2002.
Of Jesus, come out, loose them, and set them free in the name of Jesus. Spirits of drug addiction, come out in the name of Jesus. Loose them and set them free. Come over here, right here. Get on up here. Right there. Loose them and set them free right now. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, loose them, and set them free in the name of Jesus. Loose and set her free right now. Spirits of explosive, spirits of verbal abuse, spirits of martial art, spirits of cruelty, spirits of hatred, come out in Jesus' name. All these demons are crying out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out, spirits of lust, in the name of Jesus.
And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him.
Tyler, Texas, 14 December 2002.
Come out of him right now in Jesus' name, Satan. Come out, demon. I bind you right now in the name of Jesus. I bind you right now in the name of Jesus. Come out, demon. Come out, the spirit of hate. Come out right now in the spirit of love. Come out right now in Jesus' name. Move right now. Move right now in the name of Jesus. Come on, come on. Come on, come on. Come on right now, Satan. Come on right now, Satan. Grab his name. Grab his name. Come on, Satan. Move right now, demon. Move. Move right now. He hates you. He don't want you. He wants you out of him right now. I command you to come out right now in Jesus' name. Come here, brother. Right now, he's not here. Here. Turn him over. Amen. Turn him over back here. Hold his arm. Hold his arm. Hold his arm. Y'all hold his leg. Give him a leg a piece. Come out, Satan. Come out right now, my name. You can't have him, King. You've been found out, have you?
Loosen yourself and loosen money.
Praise God.
Is that your brother, man?
Praise God.
Amen, brother.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Praise God.
You feel that spirit come out, brother?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Well, again, I'm going to make emphasis on this again in Mark 16, verse 17, 18. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Did you hear what it says? Signs follow them that believe. Believers don't go following signs, but signs follow them. And the first sign that he identifies is casting out devils. Pastor Wynn Worley, Mass Deliverance Service.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, come out of the people now and let them go. If you do not understand what's going on here, whatever you do, don't open yourself with a critical spirit, because the things that are coming out are looking for places to go, and a critical heart will open you wide open. If you need help, make your way to the front. If this is new to you, the demons are manifesting because of the authority and the power of Jesus Christ. They are screaming because they have to go, and they don't want to go. They don't want to lose their victims. Thank God.
All right. Well, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, citizens of Blog Talk Radio. This is Pastor Dowell, your host here tonight. Teach Shane over there.
Hallelujah.
Doing his job as he normally does. Every Shabbat here in the background, making sure everything is running technically and tactically sound. Excuse me. You know, we greet each and every last one of you in the precious name of Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. We hope each and every last one of you are encouraged in the day, the time, and hour that we're living in, and that you're growing in grace and in knowledge. You know, I this past week had an opportunity to go and visit one of the communities, Straightway Praise Land, up there in Wisconsin, where Brother Kabir is actually the head of fellowship up there. And I tell you, those saints are growing by leaps and bounds, and they have literally made me proud of them. I mean, really. Brother Kabir is doing an excellent job. They have a wonderful spirit. It's like they all have been in the ministry of Straightway at least 15 years. And this is a brand new community that's going, and they're doing excellent. They did a real good job of taking care of myself and my Asaya. And I tell you, it's just a beautiful, beautiful thing that they got going on. I appreciate all the labor of love, everything that y'all have done. For me and my child while I was up there, y'all continue on the good work, continue on setting the standard, the Straightway Praise Land. Elder Rufus was over in Maryland having a wonderful meeting out there. 65 saints came out there, and a lot of people are getting serious about this business and want to actually become part of Straightway and starting to free themselves. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing with the Most High God's going on. Personally, I think that we're in the end time. And I think we're in the last day. I didn't say last days. I said the last day. And I think that more than anything, that the Most High God is preparing the serious-minded hearts people to come out of her. And they're not talking about it mentally or giving mental assent of coming out. They're talking about literally not only obeying the word, but physically making moves, just like, you know, the Most High Yah called Abraham, get you up and get out of your father's house, and I'm going to show you that a land you're going to go. And Abraham physically moved, just like he physically moved Israel out of the land of Mizraim. You know, he doing that. And, of course, today everybody doesn't spiritualize everything.
Mm-hmm.
And they're so spiritual that they're no earthly good. They all become so naturally pathetic in their application of what they call spirituality. We have today in our midst a very special guest, a brother I had the privilege of meeting, myself and the security team, and a face that Straightway in itself is not unfamiliar with. We can scoot on over here some more, my brother. A I'm not going to pay too much attention to that chat right there so we can be able to see. We have a very special guest here, Michael Israel, Spiritual Combat.
Shalom, shalom.
Him and his lovely wife and his two lovely daughters have been here with us at Straightway, and of course he's pulling a pastor dial. I ain't even get off of work, and I've been up since 1:30 this morning. And ever since 1:30, and he got off from work, maybe got an hour or two of sleep and had to get to the airport and then beat foot and fly all the way up here. Of course, we don't live next door to the airport. We live almost 2 hours away from the airport. So he is in the out yonder and over there. He's so far out from civilization, the stop signs say, whoa, out here. I'm telling you, that's far out. All he sees is mountains.
Trees,
everywhere.
Trees and dirt.
Trees and dirt. That's it. That's all that he sees.
Yeah.
Besides the livestock here at Straightway. Yeah. Did you got anything you need to add to today?
No, sir.
Nothing, no messages, no nothing, no applications, no none of that stuff?
No, sir.
We're on Block Talk Radio here tonight, and I'm going to go ahead and throw it out here. Of course, now we're on YouTube, so we open it up for the trolls. Right now, we got 261 people watching. Before we get done, it'll probably be upwards of 500 people that will be tuned in, which is fine and good. Don't worry about it. The blessings fall on the just as well as the unjust. The rain falls on the just as well as the unjust. So either way it go, y'all going to get the word, going to get the truth, going to get the testimonies. So we're here tonight, not only broadcasting on YouTube. I think Brother Michael is also simulcasting it on his channel.
On Spiritual Combat, and it's on Facebook also. So.
Oh, so he got it going on. He got it like that. We can learn some things from it.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So I met Brother Michael Israel first up in the Hebrews, the Negroes Conference, or the Hebrew Conference up in Detroit, Michigan. It was a wonderful meeting, a wonderful meeting. We hit it off fine, just like I normally do. Everybody think that they know Pastor Dow because they don't pay attention to application. You know, when I'm preaching, I have a hat that I have to wear. I have somebody I have to represent when I'm wearing that hat. When I'm on the community, totally different than what you usually see me behind the camera, isn't it?
Absolutely, but my thing, if you watch, if you pay attention to people,
mm-hmm.
even when they're teaching with a discerning eye, you see, you can
discern that.
You can discern. But a lot of people, man, that's why they love these, you know, these bubblegum bishops and these watered-down pastors that's out there, you know what I'm saying? They get beguiled by them.
Also, last Shabbat, Teacher Shane did a message. You may want to go. We have preaching, teaching going everywhere, all over the place. So if you really, truly want to get fed with the word and grow in grace and grow in knowledge, all you have to do is make yourself available. Not only that, Brother Michael Israel did an excellent interview with Brother Kabir up there in Wisconsin. I mean, they thought they was going to go an hour, and it went 3 hours, but it didn't even feel like 3 hours. It felt like you just hit the hour mark.
Yeah.
And it was, I mean, they covered everything you could possibly cover in that interview right there. And the analogies that Brother Kabir gave, football analogies, it just fit right in with the Israelite lifestyle and
right.
the way that, especially concerning leadership.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a beautiful, beautiful broadcast. So if you go to YouTube, Brother Michael Israel has a channel over there called Spiritual Combat.
Mm-hmm.
Spiritual Combat.
Yeah.
I'll go over there and subscribe. Go over there and subscribe, and you'll learn a lot of things that he's talking about and speaking about because right now he's actually trying to do whatever he can to wake up as many people as he can and get them up out of Babylon.
Right.
That's what his interest is. Now, the guest calling number is 310-982-4226. If you want to speak to Pastor Dow, yours truly, and also Michael Israel, when we get to that point right there, all you do is you'll hear an automated voice, or you may not hear an automated voice. Once you get into Blog Talk Radio, press number one, you'll get into the caller queue on the switchboard. We'll see a shield with a blue shield with a question mark in the center. We know you're on standby. What we normally do, it's called out your area code. We don't call out your phone number. We call out your area code. If I call your area code, you know that that's code for you, that I'm taking your phone call. I'll give you maybe once, maybe twice, maybe three times to be able to answer. If you hear the area code being called at that point in time, what you need to do is turn the speakers down on your computer and talk to me directly on your phone. You may say something. You may ask a question that somebody else may have burning inside of them. And if you do, you'll be able to get the answer to say like anybody else. But we need to hear you. Also, when you do call in, don't have it on speaker. Speak to us directly so we can hear you clearly, loudly and clearly. So, Brother Michael Israel, welcome to Straightway. Straightway, Tennessee, the headquarters of the Ministry of Straightway. We have 9 communities that has been part of this ministry right here, and by next year it'll be up to 10. 10 viable working communities. In these communities right here, nobody has any debt. We all live debt-free. Nobody has a mortgage, a light bill, a phone bill, a food bill. I know it's hard for people to believe it, but you had boots on the ground in Houston, Texas, and now you have boots on the ground at headquarters here in Tennessee. You had opportunity to be able to meet quite a few of the saints and stuff, but before we have you to go in and talk about what you have seen, eyewitness testimony. You're not a false witness.
Nope.
You're not a false prophet.
Not bearing no false witness.
You are here. You're here to see it all for yourself.
Yeah.
We're not wooing you. We're not whining and dining you.
Nope, no really. Subliminal manipulation.
No Kool-Aid. You know what I mean? With narcotics in it to make sure you're not in all your cognitive reasoning is all back. You're all here.
Yeah.
Brother, we welcome you to the community, you and your family. We hope y'all have a wonderful stay for the short period of time you're here. I can see already y'all maximizing everything that you've already been here.
Sleep. I done put sleep on the back burner.
Yeah, so first of all, let's talk before we go into anything. How'd you like dinner?
It was amazing. And I think that's why I'm still kicking. You know what I'm saying? Because when I sat down to eat, I was dragging, you know, but that gave me some energy. And like I said, natural food, home cooking, you know, can't beat it.
So, brother, go ahead and for right now, let the Most High God use you any way that you see fit.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them a little bit about your stay here today and what you all saw, eyewitness account, here at Straightway. You're not these people that are sitting behind YouTube making slandering Pastor Dowell in the ministry and call his name. You are here, literally, boots on the ground.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can put your boots up there so people see it, you literally got boots on the ground, man. He got jungle boots.
I keep it military.
That used to be my favorite boots when I was in the military. I can't tell you how many jumps out there I got with them things right there. Jungle boots. So, brother, tell everybody out there so far, thus far, what your experience has been since being here Straightway.
Well, the thing is, just my experience meeting Straightway, you know, started up in Detroit and the initial contact, I talked to Brother Dave and Brother DeJerry, and one of the things I always wondered about Pastor Dowell and his ministry, because I never had a problem with what you were teaching, I just felt like it was out of my ability to start community living, you know what I'm saying? I was like, I got this job, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, got this house, all that. So, but in the recent years, and particularly the recent months, the Most High has really put a thirst and a desire to get out of the rat race, you know what I'm saying, in a lot of ways, you know, economically, where I live at, the job, all that stuff. So, when I went up there to Detroit, I talked to Brother DeJerry. He had just started out in this, and he showed me how simple and straightforward it is, as long as you got the right spirit for it. And I had to say all that because being out here was just sensory overload for me because, you know, there's a lot of questions I had that were just getting answered just walking around. Me and Pastor Dow drove all around the land. I mean, it's, you know, 4 acres is huge, you know, but to take in you know, 60 acres is like, man, you know what I'm saying?
We have 90 out here.
And yeah, you have, so there you go. It's like a small country out here, you know what I'm saying? And, but the thing is, man, after being out here, I could show you in any way, spiritually, economically, physically, or whatever, that we have to come out from among them. And now I could also tell you why a lot of people don't want to come out, because they love, you know, they love Babylon. We call it a spiritual combat. We call it the Hebrew hokey pokey. You got one foot in and the other foot out, you know, and you don't want to come all the way out of it. You know what I'm saying? So, but I'm just saying it's a lot to take in, like for me, because I'm just thirsty, picking up a lot of stuff, watching all the benefits of it socially, everything, you know, the way the people behave, the way the women behave, the way the kids behave, everything. It's like when you're out there in the world, it's like you have to fight to, it's like a knockdown, drag out battle to just keep everything on track, you know. Here in the community, and I'm talking about spiritually, here in the community, it's a biblical lifestyle, you know what I'm saying? So
is it a, have you experienced a life of peace out here since you've been here?
That surpasses understanding. I was supposed to, he told me to be here, or somebody told me to be here about 10 minutes before 7. Normally I'm early, but I was sitting out there at the dining hall, the sun was setting, and I was ready to just take a nap right out there. I mean, it was so relaxing. The kids were over there playing, like my kids. Like, I normally watch them like a presidential guard whenever we're out somewhere. But here, you can actually let your guard down. You know what I'm saying? So they were running around, looking at chickens, playing on the park. It's what's up, man.
It's really the perfect environment to raise children in.
Yeah.
So, bro, you have been pounding and hammering the importance of being on community ever since we have left that meeting.
But I'll be honest, I haven't started yet, really. I'm just getting the big toe wet. I ain't go all the way in.
You really getting ready to fit.
I want to watch my subscriber base go down. Weed them out. Because that's just the way I am, man. When I know something to be right and spot on, you know, I'm not going to back off. I'm like a jackhammer. Just keep chipping away.
Well, not only that, since you've been here, matter of fact, you also met Elder Rubens again.
Yeah.
He's the head of the Georgia community down there, and Elder Mitchell, which is the head of Kentucky.
And, yeah, that was an awesome meeting with Elder Mitchell. Me and Elder Rufus, we had a long phone conversation a couple days ago, and that was awesome. But I had a couple brothers tell me I need to meet Elder Mitchell, and, I mean, I want to get that brother on my show ASAP, because he said he was in Houston during – some of those hurricanes, and he has some stories he could tell you that will just make this thing, there'll be no wiggle room around it.
And all these people, what you see systemically, is these are people that are doers of the word.
Right.
I mean, for instance, you met Deacon Bell today. He's been with me for over 20 years.
Okay.
You met Teacher Shane.
Yeah.
Been with me over 20 years. Elder Doug, going on 20 years. Brother Rich, over 20 years.
Wow.
You see what we have going on here, right? All right, what we have going on here is we have a nucleus of people that have committed their lives to this walk right here, 100%. And ain't nothing been able to shake us and waver us from off this beaten path right here. The difference with us is not only do we preach and teach the gospel, but we live it. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to get people to get out of the talking phase into the doing phase, into the living phase.
Right.
What say of you?
That's spot on what you're trying to do. And I see one of the main roadblocks or whatever you want to call it is there's a lot of, like Pastor Al was saying earlier, there's a lot of manipulative charlatans out there that's telling you, just wait, don't do nothing. God will give you your deliverance. Just sit there and be a soft target.
You're in that teach.
And there's a lot of that out there, but, I mean, the writing is clearly on the wall, and I'm even putting together a bunch of Bible verses that clearly show you don't need to be just sitting there
passively.
I mean, it clear. Like I was studying through Ezra's, I think it was chapter 13, and I mean, there's some heavy words in there, you know, that tell you straight up, you know, don't sit there. Use common sense.
Well, not only that, though, we had a couple of people up here visiting from Florida as well. Not only y'all, but a couple other people from your neck of the woods.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, tonight's broadcast, what we're going to do is take your phone calls here just for a short period of time. And, of course, if you want to speak, you can speak. You don't want to speak, that's fine and well, too. But the one thing you cannot deny, because remember what the Messiah said, by their fruit you shall know. By their fruit. Hey, you know what else Yahshua said? He said this: if you cannot believe me for the words that I speak to you, then believe the works, for they testify of me. The word goes on to say, work out your soul's salvation with fear and trembling. It also goes on to say, faith without works is dead. So we can go on and on and on and on and on, quoting you exactly what the letters of the epistles of the apostle Shaul, as he's speaking to the assemblies, giving them wisdom for the last day's ministry. Now we're in the last day. And what he says to one, he says to all. I think that people need to wake up. We're sitting at 338 right now, still climbing there a little bit there on YouTube. Trolls may or may not come out. So, brother, you're here. Is there any questions that you would like for me to answer for not only your listening audience, but questions here on this particular station as well?
Yeah, I wanted, this is a point I'm going to be drilling home, and I wanted you to chime in also. Something I kind of already knew, but now I know clearly now, is I've watched how people arrive at a conclusion on matters, situations, on people. I've watched them. And taking you, for instance.
Okay.
I've watched people follow these charlatans out here, these fake people, these manipulative people.
Right.
They speak perfectly. You know, all their words are tailored. They articulate everything all correct and all that. But again, they have no fruit, okay? You meet them in person, they're shiesty, but nobody really says nothing about that. Now, you might be abrasive on your
YouTube channel,
on your YouTube channel and all that.
Yeah.
But people can't see past that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I don't arrive at a judgment like that. I look closely. I watch what's going on. Like the term I use, I watch people's footwork.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll always tell you which way they're going and what's going on. My question to you is, what would you, I'm still coming to the realization, because this is new to me, how a lot of people just arrive at these bad judgments. What would you say that is?
First of all, we are living in a very effeminate generation. As a matter of fact, that is one of the abominations that will cause you to burn in the days and time when I was living. As a matter of fact, he lumps that right in with the whoremonger and the adulterer.
Wow.
So men today have lost their testicular fortitude. Mm-hmm. Men today are males. They're not men. They are literally males. They have the anatomy of a male, but they're literally, truly, in function, is not a man.
Yeah.
And you know, to be a man, not only does that mean you have to be the head of your house, but you need to know how to nurture your home. You need to know because, you know, women, they raise children, but men raise adults.
Mm.
And so we have the displacement that's going on in our society today.
Right.
We have a reversal of roles. We have the woman that has taken the head, and once she has tasted of that, she does not want to relinquish it, even to the point of helping the divorce rate here in America to break past 70% if necessary before she would actually get into the role of submission where the book says that she's supposed to be at.
Mm.
She's supposed to be a man's help meet, not a help hindrance. And so now today you have the men that have actually taken the passive form in the marriage rather than the aggressive form, meaning to lead by example. And when you have this disproportionate, I'm going to call it injustice in the family because it's breaking Torah, it's breaking scripture.
Clearly, yeah.
You have Satan that's at the head of that home. And so now, in this effeminate generation, if you notice, you look on sportscasts and broadcasts nowadays, it used to be that the men used to be the one that used to direct the commentary. Now who's doing the commentary? The women are. You see them on the football fields, in the locker rooms, everywhere.
Mm.
Not only that, you look at anchors today. The majority of anchors today are what? Women on the news sources and stuff.
A lot of heroes in the movies
there
now.
You know, are what? Women.
Yeah?
Women. And matter of fact, I don't care what people say, up at the meeting of the Hebrews Conference, we've seen a woman get up and talk about Sarah, Leah, and Rachel. Something like that, talking about all the daughters of Sarah or something like this, and rather than the actual patriarchal Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Mm.
So what we have is we have the feminine movement that is out there up front. We have passive, castrated men that refuses to stand up against this spirit. And I might add you that any time a woman is in charge of anything, you can bet your bottom dollar, it won't be too long before destruction in hell is coming along.
Mm.
It only takes one woman to destroy a nation.
Right.
That's all it takes. And then I might add that the prophet said, I saw among a thousand and I only found one man, but a woman I found not. Now, that's not speaking ugly. That's just telling the straight up scriptural truth.
Right.
And I often tell the people around here, if you want to know the acid test, go in the Bible and see if you can find anywhere in the scriptures, I don't care if it's from Genesis to Revelations, the Apocryphal, the Jubilees, Jasher, I don't care where you go. Go in the book and see if you ever, ever, ever find the Bible warning a woman against a man.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna find
it. It ain't in
there. But it is systemic warning a man against a woman.
And it's funny because it's all through there where they're warning the man against the woman. But you watch a lot of these bubblegum bishops, these watered-down fake charlatans out here, they still find a way to twist the scripture and put it against the man. You know what I'm saying? Make it turn into a feminized doctrine, you know?
The blind lead the blind. And they both fall into the ditch. They're not about to get rid of their livelihood.
And with me, it's like people listen to the tonality and what people are saying. They're like, oh, he's mean. What I do, I watch one of the things that when Kabir was on my
mm-hmm.
show, one of the things that I realized, I was like, you got one group of pastors and teachers, and they got a lot of women and gayfers and questionable-looking men following them. But then you got another man, and he got NFL athletes,
mm-hmm.
warriors, you know, military people,
mm-hmm.
men following them. That's a big, you know, now that's not the final thing to write, make your decision on that one thing, but that is a big indicator of that, hey, something's going on here. You know what I'm saying?
My brother, you I'm sure you played sports growing up.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and you were in the military.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that those drill sergeants were so nice to you when you went to boot camp. I mean, you know what I mean.
Right.
They made sure that you had cupcakes in the morning. They made sure that when they came and knocked on the barracks door, that they, you know, used tact when they spoke to y'all. You know what I mean? To make
mm-hmm.
sure you got up out of bed, your bed was nicely made, and all that. I'm sure that if you played football, whenever you messed up or something, the coach he didn't grab your helmet and while he was cussing you out, spitting in it and stuff. You know what I mean? He just finally just took out his little pink cloth and wiped his sweat and said, could you please come on in? I'm sure that the basketball coach never made you run any suicides or nothing like that.
And they make sure you know where the hurt feelings report
I'm sure you never dealt with any of that. See, this is what we're missing in this generation.
Yeah.
We're missing men because, again, a man can only train a man, not only train a man, but teach a man to be a man.
Mm.
And you cannot, again, allow this spirit of anti-Messiah to come in where the woman rides the beast. That's exactly what's going on.
Yeah.
The woman is riding hard, and she's getting all the place from these effeminate men because she gets her strength from hiding behind the skirt of these men.
Mm.
You know, by saying that I'm behind my authority. It's always going to be a conflict of interest. And you know what? I remember that the Messiah talked about one of the churches over there, how we have the doctrine of Balaam, and how we have all these other false doctrines and stuff. He told us the good things that we had going on, but then he told us the bad things that was going on. Today, everybody want to hear what is good, but they don't want to hear what's bad and what's taking us from bad to worse.
And that's the thing, man. Things, like, if you look, things aren't getting any better. So if you really want to walk this word out, man, it's going to take radical change. I don't know if you're aware of this. You got Hebrews out there, they call themselves Christian Hebrews.
What is that? That's an oxymoron. What is that? That is two diametrically opposed statements right there.
Yeah.
You cannot be a Christian and be a Hebrew.
And what they're implying is mixing Christian culture with the Hebraic culture, and it's like mixing the holy with the profane or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of confusion, man. And I'm telling you, I know over on Spiritual Combat, since I've really gotten serious about, and I came to the realization that community living and coming together with group economics and everything like that, since I've realized that is the logical next level and I've started pushing on it hard, a lot of people see it. They, because folks is in, you know, they're in this rat race hard, and I mean, I've gotten a good response, but I also get, you know, the people who just can't see it, man.
You know what's going on today? We have, you know, the Bible teaches that there's nothing new under the sun.
Mm.
And the way that the scribes and Pharisees were doing everything that they could to keep their position and to keep their place, because remember, they delivered the Messiah for envy.
Mm.
All right? So they had a position. They were comfortable in their plus lifestyle. People was bringing money to the temple. You know what I mean? They could walk around and broaden their phylacteries. They could wear their long robes.
Mm.
They loved the uppermost seats, the high seats in the chamber.
Mm.
And they loved to be called rabbi.
Mm-hmm.
You got the same thing going on today.
Exactly.
These so-called leaders ain't got no solution for
nope.
the people. They are part of the serious part of the problem
mm-hmm.
because they're not following what the script says. You know, it's obvious what the Messiah taught the disciples. It's obvious because he said it himself, that no man having left houses, wives, brothers, sisters, lands, that if they did that for his sake and the message, that they would receive 100-fold in this life and in the world to come, eternity. How is it that that message is skipped out on? And how is it that it's overpassed?
Right.
But yet it's so crystal clear in there. The rich young ruler.
Mm-hmm.
Good master, what must I do to inherit eternal life? I'll tell you what you do. rich young ruler, go sell what you got. Give it to the poor. Come follow me, and you'll have great riches.
Right.
Huh?
Yeah.
What I need to, well, I get to keep the commandments. Well, I've done all this from my youth up here, but there's one thing you lack. Go sell all that you got.
Mm-hmm.
Give it to the poor. Come follow me, you have great riches. Now, tell your pastor, tell your priest, your rabbi, your ach, tell them all. Huh? Your moray, tell them all. Teach that and preach that, and then ask them why you ain't doing it.
And that's the thing. That's one of the ways I've opened a lot of people's eyes, is just telling them, where are you going to be at this time next year under this person that you're following? You know what I'm saying? A lot of the naysayers who came in there when I started bringing this out, I told them, okay, what is your solution? What is your biblical solution to the situation going on? And at the best I've gotten to date is, Most High going to get it. He going to do it. Just let him, you know, just let this society keep whacking you upside the head.
You know what, brother? That perspective and point of view, that lack of action is not biblical at all. Okay, watch this. All right, the Most High told Noah, let's just make it simple.
Mm-hmm.
He says, Noah, you, I have seen righteousness among me in this generation. So what I want you to do, I want you to build an ark. All right? Because one day I'm going to destroy this earth. It's going to rain. Never rain, right?
Right.
So what if Noah took the position as these passive, ignorant people take today and said, well, you know, the Most High is going to do it. I'm going to tell you what he's going to do. He's going to destroy your ass. He's going to destroy your lazy ass. That's exactly what he's going to do. Because if Noah would have took the same position that you take today and said, the Lord, the Most High is going to do it all. Did the Most High build that ark? Or did he give Noah the wisdom to build that ark and save his house and the animals on the earth, damn it? Huh?
Yeah,
that attitude right there to keep our people in bondage.
Yeah.
With Joseph. You don't mind if I climb this up, do you? When Joseph turned around and had the dream, where he had seen that there was going to be 7 years of plenty and 7 years of famine, if he didn't go and plant the fields, if he didn't get the silos ready to be able to store the grain,
right?
Where would Egypt and all the known world around there been at if it wasn't for the wisdom of what Egypt had already renamed yourself Zaphnath-Paaneah, gave him the second in command next to Pharaoh, if he didn't store all that grain, and then Israel comes up and ends up in the land of Goshen because of a brother that they kicked out? What if he took a passive attitude and he said, you know what, the Most High is going to do it? Damn it, the Most High didn't do it when he gave him the know-how and the strength to do it.
Like,
thank you,
enough.
We
like him 100.
Let me calm down here for a second.
Hey, but just like he said, what if Noah said, it's a spiritual art, brother. It's a spiritual art in your brain. Or he said, it's a spiritual gathering. And you see the crops, you know. That's what it's like. Now it's starting to rain, and they still telling you, you see the rain coming and the waters rise, and they still telling you it's a spiritual ark. Okay. They ain't getting in mine. They getting in your ark. You going to let them in your ark.
You know, the Babylonians, Jeremiah warned Israel and said, you know what? You people are off the chain. Y'all are sinful people. Y'all just jacked up. The Most High is going to remove his hand from you. I'm telling you, move your hands from. And you need to go ahead because you're going into Babylon. And you need to submit to what they're getting ready to tell you to do, because whether you like it or not, you're going. And then who was that to slap the hell out of Jeremiah and said that, I only am a prophet of y'all. Jeremiah said, this man is prophesying to you falsehoods and lies. You better prepare yourself because Babylon is coming. You know what King Babylon said? You shouldn't listen to what Jeremiah said. Sure should have. Y'all did him wrong. You sure did, but now he is doing good. Just like Daniel. Daniel was doing good in captivity. The rest of Israel was suffering pretty bad. You keep listening to these charlatans, these evil beasts and slow bellies, These people that's making a buck and a nickel and a dime off you while you funding their livelihood, and the mule walked on. Most of you don't even know what that means, but I will get to it one day. And the mule walked on. You keep on doing this stuff, and you gonna find yourself just the same way when Hurricane Katrina hit New Orleans, and then that Bishop Paul S. Martin, he turns around and gets on his Learjet, flies up out of New Orleans while the whole place is flooding. He comes back after the water's done dissipated, the levee's been repaired, and he holds a service and says, "We've been through a lot, y'all.
Oh.
You buck dancing Sambo coon house niggas. Keep on putting up with these people like this, you feel Negroes. You better get out of this damn passive attitude." This is the problem today right here.
Yeah.
These people are set up for your failure.
Yes. That's by design. They do. I'm telling you, they contracted out oppression to your neighborhood bishop. That's it. Hey, all you gotta do, if you think I'm playing, go in the poorest neighborhood in the hood, and you're gonna see this big old church that just sucks the life out of everything around it in that neighborhood. And you see it all the time. The worst neighborhood got the most churches.
Yeah. Big time.
And I can't make it no good. And just so y'all know, that's creeping into the Hebrew Israelite awakening, or whatever you want to call it.
Let me ask you a question. Where do you read in that Bible that it tells us to go out and set up classrooms and teach? It tells us to go out on the highways and hedges, right?
Right.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Not only that, it showed us that the people had assembly or church in their houses all throughout the New Testament. They didn't go to these big old church buildings out here. Somebody say, "Well, Pastor, don't y'all got a church building?" You ain't seen one place on this land that has a sign out there that says church. You ain't seen that. How can that be the church when we are the assembly?
Right.
When we are the church. All that is a big, gigantic living room for us to meet at, because our living room's so big, we got to keep getting it bigger,
right,
in order to accommodate the people coming in. There
right.
ain't nothing in there that says church. Ain't no crucifixes in there.
Nope.
Ain't no cross. There ain't no religious ornaments or whatever you call that in there. Ain't none of that stuff in there. Now, what is in there is a reminder of the Ten Commandments. I promise you that.
Right.
I promise you that. You'll see that. And you're not going to miss it. So these people, by grand design, is set up to deceive you. And they're not going to preach and teach what Pastor Dow is telling y'all, what y'all should be doing, because they ain't living it themselves. They would be hypocrites, and their own conscience would condemn them if they turn around and even try to preach what Yahshua said.
Yeah.
Because Yahshua taught the apostles. And the first thing of the day of Pentecost, Peter stood up amongst all these people and said, "This is that which the prophet Joel has spoken unto you, that in the last days he will pour out his spirit upon all flesh." Then he turned around and said, "Men and brothers, what shall we do?" He said, "You repent, every single one of you, in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach, and you receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, or the Ruach." Then what did he go on to say? "Save yourselves from this untoward generation." That's what he said.
And exactly, and where they try to beguile you at is, how do you save yourself from an untaught generation? They say he's spiritually, brother, and then you walk in a Walmart and they shoot you in the head. You know,
and the Most High said over in Exodus 15:3 that Yah is a man of war. He told you over in the Psalms that David said, "He trained my hands for war, my fingers to fight." And you sit up here waiting on the popo to come. To come and deliver you, when he already told you, Yahshua told you in Luke 22:36, if you don't have a sword, you sell your cloak and go buy one, and you still in other than fire. I'm waiting on your master. I'm waiting on the now. Y'all gonna deliver. Y'all do what y'all gonna do. He gonna kill your ass. That's exactly what he gonna do. For being passive and stupid and dumb on purpose. That's exactly what he gonna do. Because your people buy a bunch of words, listening to that hogwash that they selling you out there. They selling you a bunch of what they call this stuff, snake venom and monkey pus. They're selling you everything that you need to keep your passive mind continue to keep going. They don't put a defibrillator on it at all.
Yeah.
To stimulate thought, to get you up out of that stupor that you're in. None whatsoever. They have no answers, because they ain't about to do it themselves.
They about shaking you down for that money.
Shake down.
You follow. That's why I say follow that footwork. Watch where the money going. And that'll tell you everything.
You walk in this big old building we're building up here, right?
Yep.
That's 7,200 square foot.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Now watch this. People got mad. They get mad whenever you mention my name about the work that we're doing here.
Right.
They get upset.
Mm-hmm.
But the people that get upset will not follow those charlatans out there who ain't doing no work. There's plenty of pastors out there, rabbis out there that are my age.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I was doing this past winter? 52 years old. I was in 32-degree weather laying blocks all winter long. That's what I was doing with my brothers out here.
Literally and spiritually.
You hear that? Here, let me show you something that your rabbi and them ain't got. You see that in there? Those are called calluses. Ask to see your pastor hands. Let's see what his hands look like.
Yeah?
A woman's hands, bro.
You got that right. Manicures and pedicures and everything else. I say all this, I hope to provoke, stimulate thought.
Yeah.
Because when Peter got finished speaking to them, then Paul comes up on the scene. The Apostle Saul comes up on the scene, and he says in 2 Corinthians 6:17, "Wherefore come out from among them and be separate." That means physically move your ass.
Hey, let me. I got it, man. You gotta really understand. Cause that's why I'm bring the brother of grace, brother. What's his name?
Elder Mitch,
man. Me and him were out there talking, and man, I'm telling you, y'all gotta hear this brother talk about. Cause he lived in Houston.
That's right.
And he has been through multiple hurricanes over there, like first Katrina and all the people came over there. Man, you gotta listen to what this brother says. How quickly it just went. Stuff went down.
And they had a big old house.
Yeah.
They had a big old. Him and Greg had a big old place. They had a big old house.
Yeah. Man, this brother, man, the stuff he said, how quickly folks just lose it. I mean, go to their base nature. It got ugly quick. So, I'm telling you.
What do you think that would happen right now? Because you know in Florida, you never know what.
Yeah.
What kind of disaster is going to hit next. You already know. People are not prepared. They don't have any food store. They depend on Red Cross. They depend on the benevolence of the government. What would happen if a hurricane, typhoon, cyclone, or whatever came and leveled Jacksonville, Florida? Do you think these people are ready to survive? Where are they mutually assisting, my brother? Who house could they run to?
Mm.
What natural family member do you have? They love you. Oh, they love you so much. They love you too, bro. They love you, love your wife, love your children. But I wonder if they love you enough to give you a place to stay for the next 6 months until you can get up on your feet.
Mm.
Love not in word, but in deed. That's what the book says. I wonder, would they be the first ones to try to call you up and help you to see if you're all right as an Israelite, to see if you're okay? Because everything's level. Job's gone, everything's gone, house, homes, everything. Brother, tell the truth. Who could you depend on that you could be mutually assisting, that you would be able to go to, an Israelite family you could go to or not, that they would put up with you and your family and your until y'all get on your feet?
Right.
Do you have anybody?
In Jacksonville, after the Great Awakening, Hebrew Gathering, there are people, you know. But again, it's because they saw the reality you brought out in that message. But like, prior to that,
there we go.
And my big thing is, you 1 week, like, because he was, Brother Al Mitchell was telling me about 1 week of no electricity. Simple.
Yeah.
Electricity. And I mean, stuff was getting to fall apart. It was getting ready to get ugly.
People were looting. robbing.
Yeah.
I mean, doing everything.
He was saying a lot of people went missing and never to appear again. Nobody
wow.
knows what happened to him. So, like I said, I'm bringing them on. They had been telling me, Kabir and Greg and a bunch of people told me to bring them on. I'm going to bring them on the show. I'm going to let him tell that. And he can make it just stark, simple reality that coming out from among them means you really need to come out from among these folks. Put some stuff into action.
Hey, over Katrina, they were raping old women.
Wow.
Killing people. That's why they enacted martial law, because the people went stark, raving mad down there. See, this is what the news media ain't trying to put in front of you. I had eyewitness people there, because I lived in Louisiana.
Wow.
I lived in Louisiana for a few years, so I had some connections down there that would tell me exactly what's going on.
Mm.
And they didn't report all that that's going on. And you see what happened to the Superdome when they opened up that place and allowed that's deplorable. But then there's something wrong with us for obeying the blueprint that is actually laid out in the book in front of us. You know, the Bible says that if you are a son of Yah, you'll be led by the Spirit of Yah.
Right.
How did that, we all read in the same book and we all come to the same conclusion?
And that's part of the thing, man. What they do is they brainwash you into thinking everything's good and everybody's friendly, and deep down, everybody got a good heart. Man.
Yeah, they do, huh? Well, we're sitting at 484 people right now. I tell you what, people's hearts are so good that they will step on you and step over you in order to survive.
Yeah.
No, I'm telling you, so much for laying down your life. You know, the book says we know that we are passed from death to life because we love the brethren.
Mm.
These folks don't love. They love with their lips, but their heart is far from them. They don't. I'm telling y'all, these words have got to get off the pages of this book right here. They literally got to get off the pages of this book, and they got to get into this heart where you can see a practical application, practical lifestyle.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's got to be that way. It's got to be that way, because you ain't going to be able to trust these people out here. No way, shape, fashion, or form are you.
What I've been saying, America is, there's a spirit of demonic attack on America. These mass shootings, them spirits, man. Folks is on, them is demons on them folks, man.
Brother, could you please tell me what was wrong with that video that I actually put out? That I made a statement. I said, you know what? What women should do in a mass shooting. What was wrong with that information?
I didn't see nothing wrong. And I think that video opened a lot of people's eyes up. They see what you're really about, because, hey, look, Bishop Bubblegum ain't doing nothing but handing out bubblegum, man. He handed out feel good.
Mm-hmm.
He just, oh, Most High will help us. He just calming your nerves as the waters rise high.
Isn't that amazing?
And we hurting your feelings. We like, look, this water ain't going there.
Warning always come before destruction.
Yep.
Always does.
Yeah.
Well, my brother, okay, so, because, we're doing fine here. We're doing somewhat fine. We can always do better. You know, you can see that we, even though we've been here for a while, we still have work on the horizon.
Right.
You can see it, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're preparing. I made a statement to you today, and I said this because many people ask me, can I come the straight way? Remember up in the meeting they asked, can they come
mm-hmm.
the straight way?
Mm-hmm.
And I told them, you know, you need to start preparing a place where you are right now.
Mm.
You get with people where you are right now.
Mm.
Because everybody can't come the straight way. First of all, they're not prepared to come the straight way, because we are a very disciplined people.
And they are? Yeah.
You've seen that, right?
But that's book.
That's book. And you saw over here that we've got houses that's got the roof on them, the shells, everything
mm-hmm.
up, and we're working on the inside.
Yeah.
You see that we have places literally empty. Nobody's living in them because we're working on them.
Right.
And these places got to be occupied.
Right.
I said to you this, correct me if I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I said, what's happening and what is going to happen in every place is this, is that we have places prepared for the people, but we don't have people prepared for the place.
Yeah.
I mean, how in the world do you expect to be able to come and try to live at a righteous, holy, set-apart community like Straightway when you can't submit to your husband.
Mm.
That's real talk.
And I want to hit on that. Because I've watched these charlatans out here and these fake teachers and everything twist certain scriptures that when you watch a community operate, it proves them to be have an agenda.
Yes,
sir. Feminist agenda, and it's not sustainable. You can't, like the way they try to twist some of these scriptures to in towards the for the sake of feminism or whatever, you would never function in a community like this.
Wouldn't be able to.
And that's why a lot of these folks don't got communities. You know what I'm saying?
Guest caller number is 310-982-4226, 310-982-4226. Whenever you hear your area code call, we're going to go ahead and bring you up in on the switchboard right here. First caller of the night is 920 Wisconsin, all the way from the state of Wisconsin, Brother Kabir. This is Pastor Dow and Michael Israel of Spiritual Combat. How may I help you?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing all right. Go ahead, Brother
Kabir.
What you got?
Hey, Pastor. Hey, I just wanted to ask Michael there. When he first drove up to Straightway, Tennessee, first of all, how long did he know about you, Pastor? And how long did he know about you before he met you? And what took him so long to finally eventually come and visit? I guess that's my question.
Go ahead and answer that.
Okay. So, yeah, so with me, I'll tell you what happened. When I came into the truth back in, I want to say 2014, okay?
Okay.
I was listening to the messages and everything like that, and when Pastor Dow was saying, hey, sell everything, do this, do that, this is what I did, boom, 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 I was like, well, I just don't see how to do that. I guess I can't do that. And I just kind of just sat idle, you know what I'm saying? And what happened later on is, you know, the Most High just keep whacking you upside the head in this culture. And you get fed up and you get desperate and you begin looking for it. Answers and praying for answers, and he put it on my heart, and I began to realize that his way was the only way, the Most High's way is the only way, and Pastor Dow was actually out here doing it, and like I said, he began answering all my questions when I came up there to the Great Awakening, and I saw from a ground level how people were putting this thing into action, you know, and how doable it was, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. And one of the things that's kind of cool, because it's cool to sit here and watch you go through this this aha moment, you know, traveling to Houston. I think it was Houston that you went up to, checking them out. Now you're here, because that's what I did 2 years ago. And I had to put boots on the ground. I didn't have nice looking boots like yourself there, but I had to go and Pastor Dow so kind and allowed me to just kind of just observe. And that's why I'm, you know, obviously a part of this. Now I've started a community, one of the 9 communities and everything. So, but it's just good to see your excitement and just seeing your discovery as you see how we're trying to live this thing out here straightway, biblically and everything. So, how long have you been up there? I mean, how long have you been up there so far? Did you just get up there today?
Up here in Straightway?
Yes, with the pastor. Yes,
yeah, sir. I got up here this morning, and but I want to say this though, because you hit a good point. I was spiritually immature at the time when I first started listening to Pastor Dow, and areas I've grown in spiritually is observation, like you said, is observing and really looking, because you come to a dead end and you realize, yo, all the stuff these people are out here teaching, it ain't doing nothing. It's just, you know, spiritual gymnastics or something, you know what I'm saying? And I began, you know, went on a search again and doing, just like you said, observing. That's what people aren't doing. They're not really looking. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's a good question, Kabir.
Well, and your last question, I'm sorry, Pastor. I feel like I'm doing my breathing on it. But last question. Hey, so before you came up to Straightway Tennessee, what did you think you were going to see, and what did you end up seeing, and what surprised you? I mean, just seeing you in his office, you're like, you know, it's just a humble home. You know, you're in a humble, it's not like some big, you know, home or anything. It's just a nice, humble home, and the pastor's doing his thing. But what did you think you were going to see, and what did you see, and what amazed you or surprised you about just being a community at the headquarters of Straightway?
Good question. Just the being outside, like I've been telling Pastor Dow all day, I'm staying up in the woods, up on the hill, but I'm real talk, I'd rather just sleep outside because it's just so nice out there, like on that hill that they cleared out up there.
Yeah,
like real talk.
Yes,
so, but just like you feel like you're getting grounded spiritually out here in nature and in spirit and everything, man. It's just like it's a set apart environment. That's the best way I can put it. What did I expect? All there was confirmation, because I had already done again so much observation. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And I'm gonna be honest. I had a heavy aha moment when you were on my show, and you were drilling in on that leadership thing. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And you talk
yes,
about
sir.
men respect power.
Not yeah, respect.
Or strength. You said men
respect strength.
I said men respect action.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Real men.
Yeah, men don't follow titles; they follow strength.
Yeah, that's
sir.
What you said. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I began to look, and I'm like, yo, this is like, you know, Pastor Dye is a Straightway thing, these communities he's built. I'm looking at the people following him. He got soldiers, and not just soldiers. I'm talking about special forces, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So people
yes,
whose
sir.
Lives depend on good leadership, people like you who played on at the highest levels and been successful, which requires the ability to have an eye for good leadership. So a lot of the stuff that was said in that show, being around Brother Greg in Houston, talking to DeJerry, talking to Rufus, talking to Pastor Dow, watching his footwork where he says something and he does it, and then listening to the naysayers, and also I don't just, like, if somebody comes at me with something, I investigate that. I observe that. But then you look at the footwork on the naysayers, and it's sloppy. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah,
yes,
man.
Sir. Well, hey, Brother Mike, you just said, like I said, it's. I'm glad that I just got to just see you just in the same room with Pastor Dow with the blog talk. So I'm glad that you're there. I hope you enjoy your time up there. It's always obviously, you know, we love our pastor, and he's doing good work, and now you get to see the fruit of his, his labor. You know, you get to actually see the people,
right.
The buildings and everything. So, yes, sir.
And I want to say again to the trolls, because, over here on Pastor Dow's channel, he don't feed trolls, but I feed trolls over on Spiritual Combat. And I encourage you, if you want to come over there, we're going to feed you well. But if you're going to naysay, I will entertain it, but you need to come with a solution. And you need
yes,
to come
sir.
With a proof on what you're naysaying on.
Yes, sir.
So that's,
well,
that's
why I let you go. See, Pastor, you say something? Who said something?
Yeah, go ahead, Rucker Beer.
No, I was going to say, well, I said I hope to get you on my show, Michael, and like I said, you guys can enjoy yourself up there. And, Pastor, thank you so much for the time that you had up here with Praise Land. We enjoy serving you and the time that you had up here. So thanks for blessing us with your presence and your just the time of fellowship and everything. So and your wisdom. So it's always good to have you around. So thank you.
Bless you, my brother.
All right. You guys have a good Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Bro Kabir, head of the community up there in Wisconsin.
Kabir.
Hallelujah. Straightway, praise land. Let's go to Texas. Call number 310-310, Brother Benson. This is Pastor Dow, Universal Tribute 2 Radio Broadcast. With myself, Pastor Dow, and Brother Israel of Spiritual Combat, how can we help you?
Shabbat Shalom. How y'all doing?
Well, all right, Brother Vince. What you got, my brother?
Brother Michael, it was a pleasure to meet you when you came to Houston. We had a great time. Boy, those videos you and Sister Koya were giving of us praising. You didn't expect all that, did you? How was that praise and worship, brother?
That's on point.
Yeah, we know how to get down when it comes to praise and worship. Boy, it was a pleasure having you. And about them boots, you ain't kidding. Boy, I saw Brother Greg was sporting some of them boots. Boy, they some nice boots, brother.
He's a Marine, ex-Marine.
Okay.
He's a veteran.
Yes,
oh, they're called ex-Marines. They're going to correct you. You call it ex-Marine. yeah, Greg, right before I got in the car to leave, he's like, man, that's some nice boots, man. And I'm like, what size you wear? You know, and the least I could do for the hospitality that brother extended out there, man, I sent him a pair. He got them, you know, a couple days later. But,
got some jungle boots.
Yep, just like these. Yep, got them the same way.
Hey, man, I used to rock march in those things miles, jump out of planes, rappel out of helicopters. That's all I pretty much wore.
Wow.
It's jungle boots.
Yes, sir.
Man.
We need to teach Brother Greg how to fish shine those boots.
Boy, I tell you, bro. Anyway, they don't do that stuff
in
this modern mechanized over there.
When you were down here, in lieu of what Brother Kabir was saying in terms of how you experienced things, you didn't expect to be housed by Brother Greg right away, right? Like you were going to get a hotel. What did Brother Greg tell you?
Yeah. He called. Yeah, hey, what you saying? You know, and my wife, Sister Koya, she had made the reservations. She was kind of set on it. And when I told her, hey, we're gonna stay over this Brother Greg's house, and she kind of got worried because, you know, We've stayed over other people's house before.
It's been a nightmare, huh?
Before we came into truth, and it was just bad. And then she's seen the way some of these so-called Hebrew women can be, and she was just, you know, she wasn't liking it, you know. But I was like, you know what? I done watched these people's footwork. I dealt with this brother. I done met him. For the first time, I've been seeing people say stuff that lines up with what they're doing. I was like, we're going to stay there. And like I said, when we got there, the sisters, you know, embraced Corey. They washed her feet, and she just melted. And I kept looking back because she's back there crying, you know.
Glory to the King.
So, yeah, man.
Glory to the King.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So that,
that's why I wanted to ask that question.
What did he say?
You said he just wanted to ask that question.
Yeah, that was a good question.
Yeah.
Man. But yeah,
I want to make sure that. Go ahead, brother.
Nah, I was saying, yeah, it was just an awesome experience out there. It set the tone, it set the bar very high, you know, for myself, you know, and Koya, for our mindset. We were like, man. You know, so yeah, it was a great experience out there. You know,
and
got anything
and lastly, yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Okay, I got one more thing for Pastor. I think I finally found I was sharing some quotes with the brothers down here earlier, and I think I finally found a T-shirt that might fit perfectly for everything y'all been talking about and who we know and have come to love. Who you are as our pastor. And the quote is, are you ready for the quote?
What is it?
I love being me. It pisses off all the right people.
I think it's all right, brother.
Yes, sir, Pastor. Bless you, Brother Michael. I look forward to meeting you again. And, my family wants to say hi. I've got all the children in Sister Rose here. They want to say Shabbat Shalom. Go ahead and say Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Bless you, Rosa. Bless his daughter.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Woo.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
They are all out of school, Pastor. We're going to homeschool them starting this year. Bless you.
Hold on for a second, my brother. You know, we got to do something on that one. We got to do something on that one. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Here it comes.
Everybody.
And I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding.
Glory to the King.
Hallelujah. The children are all smiling over here. Pastors, because of your leadership and your guidance, we follow you as you follow Yeshua. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bless my brother. Shabbat Shalom, family.
Shabbat Shalom.
All right, let's go to North Carolina, Sister Barbara. Call number 910-910. It's Pastor Dow with Spiritual Combat, Michael Israel. How can we help you?
Barbara, I'm the little lumpy woman down here in Robinson County. I'm 35 minutes south of Fayetteville. Just first let me say this. Watching the show, I was just watching on YouTube. I don't know what they're doing. I don't know how they're doing it or what. But when you said oxymoron, it went into a loop, and you were saying oxymoron. It went like 20 times, and each time I went out, came back in, it was still stuck, but whatever. But here's my deal. I have a question about the deed to my property. Okay, I realize that I am not ready. I'm not at the level yet to where I could even do community, even though I have this big old house back here in the woods, and I have land, and that's what I'm looking at. I mean, I'm looking at you, you know, what you're doing, and I think it's great. I think you're actually doing it, period. So here's the deal. My ex-husband, when he bought this property for me as an agreement that he wouldn't pay me alimony anymore, he put his name on the deed, a clause that says, if I die before he does, the property goes back to him. And he did that because he said that he did not want the property to go to anybody in my family because he doesn't like my family. Okay, he's an atheist. I didn't know this until I was already in Germany about to marry him. But long story short, I'm back here in these woods, in this house. You know, I have all this space. I have this land. And even if I decided later, when I get to a point where I'm ready, I couldn't even sell it and put the money in the kitty like what you've done with other people. So I wanted to talk to that fellow that you said put everything in a trust. If he could help me, give me some kind of advice about if there's some way, you know, I can work around this thing. It looks like a brick wall. And then he's even went so far as to say he wants to sell the house in Charlotte, North Carolina, and buy him a motorhome and come down here and park it on my property. But I said, look, I keep Sabbath. And he goes, oh, I don't care about your Sabbath. Well, right there, that's a problem. So I need prayer about this situation. I need prayer and guidance because what the Spirit's telling me is don't let that man come here. He's going to be a problem. He's going to be a thorn in your side. And so I'm the one that needs the deliverance with the drug addiction thing. I'm on that treatment drug, Suboxone, for opioid addiction, and every day I'm tormented with guilt because I'm having to take it.
When we
went live earlier when you were on your porch. That there's the same lady.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sister, I think you're the same sister that called in on the Sister's broadcast last night, which if you follow their directions,
yeah,
can help this area. So, I mean, do exactly the direction that those sisters directed you in and see what happens. But as far as, I mean, the world is given over to the hands of the wicked, and the wicked is a whole lot wiser than the righteous and stuff. So it sounds like he's done made all type of benchmarks. Now, there's a couple things I could tell you to do, but I don't want to be liable. I don't want to be liable for what you could possibly do if I give you advice, because then they'll turn around and put it back on me. Because people are taking to heart exactly what I said. So if you are concerned, what you need to do is find a wicked lawyer. A law for the lawless, according to 1 Corinthians 6, chapter 1, verse. Use the law for the lawless and see what you can do. Other than that, if it's going to take all that and he's going to be that dang wicked and stuff, stay there until your days are fulfilled and then give it to him. You ain't going to need it any dang way.
Yeah, because I thought about it. Hey, if it comes down to it, I'll walk away.
There you go.
I'll walk away. No, he's just, you know.
All right,
anyway.
Bless you. Shabbat
shalom. Pray for me. Pray for me. And hey, you're the man. You're the man.
Oh, hallelujah. Well, really, the king is the man. All I'm doing is following in his footsteps and footprint. Glory to the king. All right. Let's go to Texas, Brother John. They call number 469-469. It's Pastor Dow. We're on the Sherbet 2 radio broadcast. How can I help you?
Yes, sir, Pastor. Shabbat shalom to you and Michael Israel. I was just going to say, Michael Israel, over time, you will notice that how you know the pastor is doing everything that he's doing and it's right is you know that devils will show up in the chat rooms and in the comments and all that. I want you to know that you're on the right path, because now I see that same pattern on Spiritual Combat Live. So I just want to let you know, man, stay in the fight, man.
Yeah, that's why it's called Spiritual Combat. We about that warfare.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, Shabbat Shalom. You have a good night and enjoy. I saw you enjoying a good drink, Pastor. I don't know what that was, but hopefully yes, sir. Hopefully I'll be there at Tabernacles to drink Johnny. What is that? Johnny Walker, I think it was called.
Yeah, Blue Label.
Yes, sir. All right, y'all have a good night.
Shabbat Shalom. Let's go to Canada. Across the border, Sister Jane. Call number 519-519 is Pastor Dowell and Michael Israel. You're on the Straight Truth Radio broadcast. How can we help you?
Hallelujah. Shabbat Shalom, Pastor.
Man, how you doing, my brother?
Great, brother. You know, what an awesome, awesome show tonight. And you know, the Holy Spirit's been working on our family. Like, it's so wonderful to be rebuked by the Holy Spirit to change our lives, to just change everything that we're doing to please Yah and to serve Him. And when we're pleased and serve Him, Pastor, He blesses. And when we sin, He curses. And you know, we just have to stay in the right frame of mind with everything we're doing. And, you know, with our little homestead we have going here, Pastor, when we pray and we bless the land and ask Yah to increase with the work of our hands, Pastor, He does. The words in that book are true, Pastor. The words in the book are true. If you do what He says, hallelujah, He blesses you. And you know, hallelujah, it was wonderful to see you in Detroit. I was only able to show up for the one day just because of my work schedule, but it was a blessing to see you. And I absolutely, you know, That was an eye-opener, just showing up for the one day. And you did such an excellent job with explaining how to run a homestead. There's so many things that you taught that I need to learn and I need to focus on. Things that I never even thought of. First aid. I never thought of that, Pastor. You know, I'm growing all this food. What happens if, you know, first aid, something like that. And bless you, Pastor. I really love how great of a leader you are, and the sense and the intelligence and the wisdom. Pastor, you have wisdom, and I should be praying for more of that. Following you, I get wisdom because of the messages that you put out every single Shabbat, every time I see you, everything you've ever said. That is the spirit of wisdom. Pastor Dowell, you have the spirit of wisdom that everyone in this ministry should absolutely listen to. Take advice from a man who's doing. And when you do, and when you take that spirit of wisdom and you apply it to your life, changes happen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Yah, for giving me such a wonderful pastor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Bless you,
Brother Dwayne, it's good to hear from you, my brother. It was an honor to be able to see you again, hug your neck up there in Detroit. Hope to see you again next time we make the trip up to Canada, our yearly trip again, my brother.
Yes, sir, Pastor. And we're going to do everything we can to come down to be on the land of Straightway. You know, I'm looking at possibly coming down for trumpets, just to come down there for a Shabbat to, you know, and a high Sabbath to be with my family on the land. And, you know, we're making steps. This is a spiritual battle, and we're fighting, and we're fighting a good fight, and we're doing it in Jesus' name because he saved me. He saved my whole family. Bless you, Pastor, and thank you so much for being such a great shepherd. Bless you, and thank you.
Bless you, Brother Dwayne. Give the family our love. Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom. Well, we got a few calls in here from Florida. You know what I mean? A bunch of them in here.
Okay.
We got one in Tampa, because we don't know if it trolls or not, because they're brand new calls. We'll go ahead and risk it, all right? Call number 772-772 from Florida. This is Pastor Dow and Michael Israel, Spiritual Combat. You're on the Blog Talk Radio with Pastor Dow here tonight, Straightway Truth. How can we help you?
Hello?
Hell is long.
Can you hear me? Yes. All right.
Go to the next caller. Tampa, call number 813-813. This is Pastor Dow. You're on the Straightway Truth radio broadcast with Michael Israel of Spiritual Combat. How can we help you?
Shabbat shalom. You hear
Shabbat
me?
Shabbat shalom. Oh, yeah, we got you.
Oh, this is Brother Anthony from Tampa, Florida. I'm just calling to see who I can fellowship with. Anybody that's close around me?
Man, Brother Anthony, you know that number that I have behind me on the videos that I do on YouTube?
Yes, sir.
Call that number. Leave a message for Elder Doug. He'll put you in touch with somebody in that area. Tampa's what, 4 hours from Jacksonville? Three hours.
Mm-hmm.
And what you could probably do is hook up with Michael Israel.
Mm-hmm.
If you mean business, and y'all could probably fellowship, you know, every other Sabbath, you know, meet up, and then you can meet up down there with him and fellowship every other Sabbath, start a good fellowship there.
Yes, sir. Thank you. And seeing if I can come to Tabernacles this year.
All right. Talk to Elder Doug, my brother, okay?
Okay, thank you. Shabbat shalom.
All right, hallelujah. You know, everybody, you know, I'm sure people are wondering, well, Pastor, why the world you hang up on that guy? Hello. Can you hear me? Listen, we have been upwards of 505 people, 4 people. We're down to 460 right now. I know what happens on YouTube when you're just a troll calling in. They try to befriend you because they have no honor. They come in, hello, all this other stuff. Come on, if you're somebody who really, truly listen to us, you know how to properly greet us.
Mm.
Huh? We already know what you're about, man. And what I did, I just cut you off again. That's just all it is. Man, come on. Give honor to where honor is due, man. Render custom to who custom. Tribute to who tribute, man. Just stop being so carnal, all right? Well, my brother, I'm going to let you get some rest tonight because you've been up going on 24 hours.
Yes, sir.
You and your family need it, man. Get a good, nice rest. Sleep as long as you can. There'll be some type of maybe some granola or some goat milk. He gets some good old goat milk, fresh goat milk.
Okay.
All right? No pasteurization, no nothing, man. Y'all might love it. So he's been a trooper, been hanging in there. We're going to go ahead and call him for tonight because he really needs sleep. He's going up on literally almost 24 hours.
All right.
No rest. But I'll give you the closing words, and then I'll close it on out.
footwork.
That footwork.
Y'all seen that little silly video I put up, man, on my channel? Watch that footwork. That's all I can say.
All right. Hey, I bless each and every day. It's one of you, the sweet person, the strong and victorious and mighty, overcoming name of our soon coming King, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Wish you all well. Tomorrow, straightwaytruth.com, online-church.org, or straightway.com. You can catch us there live broadcast or there on Facebook. Pastor Charles Dow or Charles Dow. Looking forward to seeing each and every last one of you. Shabbat Shalom. The King is coming.
Shalom, y'all.